Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the My Dead Epiphany audio show. So happy to be back on here today, sharing with you all. It's been a little bit, so I had a couple updates to share, just some little life updates about the blog and things I'm going to be doing moving forward. And also just wanted to check in with everyone to see where we're at. Just a quick reminder, I know I've talked about it before, but the Emergency Fund Masterclass is still up and running. It's called Build a Full Emergency Fund Fast. So if you want to take that class as we go into the summer, it'd be a great time because it's four parts, but it's all like under 90 minutes combined, and it's got some really good info in there, actionable steps, and can really help you focus on building and maxing out that emergency fund this year. There's still plenty of time to do that, to get your savings up. Because life is just so uncertain and there's always something popping up, and it's really one of the best ways to really get ahead financially is to have money for things because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You really can't plan for what's going to happen, but you can prepare and just have some financial cushion to fall back on. So with that being said, with the whole topic of life being unexpected and just you not knowing what's going to happen the next day, I just wanted to share some interesting and this is not really an announcement because I haven't really got this position yet, but I did apply for a job recently, a full-time job. And this is really big news because I typically don't obviously work in the traditional workforce. And but I rarely ever really apply for full-time jobs. I do look sometimes because I'm always trying to keep my options open and just I'm interested in what's going on in the job market. But clearly I've only had one official full-time job actually after college. And that was when I worked at a web design company and I did content writing and things like that. And since then, I mean, I've been, as many of you know, a blogger and freelance writer for since 2016 full time. So that's what, like almost coming up on like 7 years. So it's been a long time. And I really enjoy what I do, but I do think it's important to keep your options open. And with this particular opportunity, it's 4 days a week and it's remote. And they had really good, benefits and just certain offers that they had, and it seemed like a really good culture. And it would still be doing like content writing, so still doing things I do online and so yeah, so I'm not holding my breath about it because a lot of people applied. Obviously, if it's a really good competitive position, a lot of people are going to be applying. So I'm not really sure, and the interview process does seem pretty rigorous, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath. I mean, if it doesn't happen for me with the position, I'll just continue doing what I'm doing, which is, what I enjoy. But I just thought, I was just like, wow, I was kind of shocked myself with that. And also reminded myself how I hate applying for jobs because it took me like an hour and a half for the application. I couldn't find my resume. It was ridiculous. But that being said, there is a reason why I'm sharing this. And this kind of helps me get into, segue into my next kind of topic I wanted to talk about today. And that's the changes and updates and things that are going to be happening on the blog. So I have decided to redesign and kind of rebrand a little bit. At first glance, it may not really seem like it when I don't know, when I have the finished product and when I share it with you all, but I am going to be distinctly changing some things about the blog. So obviously we're still going to be talking about personal finance and debt and things like that. But just recently, with everything that's going on in the world and that I'm hearing from friends and family, I just feel like, especially and even in the job market, why I mentioned the whole job situation in the first place, I feel like things are always changing, especially in certain career fields. And I don't know if I'm the only one who thinks like this. So, like, if you do feel the same way or disagree, like, feel free to, like, reply and let me know. And email me because like I want to have this conversation. I feel like there's something like always changing like with certain jobs. And this is kind of what pushed me out of my last position is that I got a job doing something and then I felt like I had to keep adapting to the role and changing. And I get that industries change, things change. There's this whole AI and stuff here now, but I feel like it's not like it was like 20 years ago where people could just live their life without constant change and update and new leadership coming in, the company gets bought, or you're expected to do something else. Like I've talked to a family member who's got a job a few months ago even, and they were telling me how their role has changed 3 times. So it's like, it's always like something different that's being introduced or brought in. And a lot of people are just job hopping, which is what we're doing now, just to get better opportunity, better, situation, better income, whatever. And the idea that the previous generation would just work one job and stay there until they were 65 just mind boggles me, because I don't know anyone who just stays in one role. And if you have been in your role for a while, like, definitely let me know what you're doing. But to me, that kind of just creates like a little like just anxiety and uncertainty, outside of dealing with different coworkers. And sometimes that situation isn't always great. Sometimes you do have great coworkers. You have to think about management changing. You have to think about new things coming into the company. You have to think about all these other things. There's layoff season, and there's just so much. And it's like, it's constantly something adapting, and it's hard to feel steady and like you have a place. And I feel like that uncertainty can transition over into our finances too, and cause us to feel anxiety and uncertainty and just instability. Because if you don't have a stable position, stable income, then that creates a very stressful situation, even if you have emergency savings. So, and even, I've worked a few part-time jobs recently before we moved, and even just what I was doing part-time with this company. Now I work with them as a freelancer since I'm at a different state, but the person I was working with, he left his position right when I left, and the new person came in. This was not even a year ago. And then I had a meeting last week with one of the owners of the company, and she was just like, yeah, the person you were talking to, like, they're gone already. So, I'm going to start working with you again on content and this and that. And I was just like, wow, that was really quick. Like, people are just constantly hopping around, and it's a lot. So that being said, I feel like I'm kind of the opposite, and I swing the other way very a little too much. I feel like I am very like stuck in certain things I want to do and stuck in certain ways, and I don't want to change certain things, and I don't like the idea of constantly changing, constantly doing this, constantly branching out and trying new things to the point where that could lead to kind of being stuck. So I'm glad I took a step out and applied for this position, and I'm trying to be more open to just the changing climate and just planning for myself. And that kind of leads me into some of the changes that I wanted to mention and just kind of let you all know about the blog. And I'm totally open for feedback and just for what people think is going to be helpful, because the whole reason why I'm doing this, it's not about influencing to me or any of that trending stuff or whatever people are trying to do to promote themselves. It's always been about community, and it's always been about helping people with their finances. And sometimes that doesn't always look like the most catchy influencer type thing, but that's really my goal, is to help people, to walk alongside them, to help them understand their money, regain control of their finances, get unstuck, because I know what it feels like to be stuck. And just in recently, as long as I've been blogging for like 9 years now. So I started at the end of 2014. Even the climate and the topic around money has changed. So I do want to adapt and evolve, in a sense that I want to talk about things that people are facing and people are struggling with. And one of the main themes that I want to move forward with, and like I said, I don't really know how to make this sound catchy, but I'm sure I'll get into my copywriting and I'll figure out something. But I feel like the whole motto of my life and how I'm trying to manage my finances is balancing, doing things right now, living for right now, trying to enjoy my life now, being present, trying to make ends meet, and also preparing for the future, looking forward to a future where I would hope that I would be even more stable. My goals for the future include having way more cash flow. I hope to be mortgage debt free one day. I hope to start a business with my husband so we can have more just freedom over our schedules and flexibility, and be able to start something, a company where we create a really positive work atmosphere for people, because my husband had had so many jobs where the work atmosphere was just trash. And I know a lot of people who just are stressed out at their companies and feel like they're unappreciated. So we want to start something together where we can actually create a great place. I see myself being way more generous and giving more and donating. It's hard to do that when you're bogged down by finances, or you have your own struggles and situations, or you're trying to make ends meet. You know, I love to do nice things for friends, like send them things for their babies, and, you know, send people like gift cards in the mail, and just kind of be like, you know, hey, here's a little pick me up. Like, I love to do things like that. But when you don't have your finances together, it's hard to be generous and share and give. So I see myself doing a lot of those things in the future. And, you know, for right now, I see myself trying to make sure my debt is paid off and it stays paid off and we're not accumulating credit cards and doing stuff like that. And also want to enjoy hobbies and travel and save and invest now. So I really want to dive into those topics of, I feel like a lot of us should be balancing and we should have our plan. And when I mention different, like even income opportunities on the blog, like side hustles and stuff, just realize that certain things are for a season. You know, you may want to do things now to help you pay down debt, you know, make ends meet, work on your bills, whether that's, you know, Instacart or starting some type of other type of extra income, selling things online. That's great. And you have to think about for you, what's going to be sustainable for you long term. Like if, you know, you're doing Instacart or something, you may not want to do that forever, or you're doing Amazon Flex. You may not want to do that forever. You may not want to give up your weekends forever. You may not want to work 7 days a week forever. You may not want to get up at 5 a.m. and work on your side hustle forever. But it helps to have a plan for the future as well as a right now plan. So separating A, what am I going to do right now to make ends meet, make sure I'm paying bills, make sure I'm meeting my goals, and also, what am I going to continue to focus on and dream about and bring to fruition for the future? So what do I want for the future? So that could look like investing in your education, going back to school, investing in yourself, getting new skills, getting new certifications, saving money for a rental property, whatever that looks like. So I want to dive more into that balance. And I also want to include feedback from some additional experts and some people who have actually been able to achieve a lot and been able to kind of cultivate a better life for themselves through basic principles. So I definitely, when I relaunch the site, I want to have like a page or a guide or something up, because I realized that I actually know quite a few successful people who are doing well for themselves, you know, in their lives, financially, with their families and everything. I'm blessed to know people who are, you know, millionaires themselves and multi six-figure earners, or have a high net worth. And these are not people that I'm saying like are all on Instagram or super flashy, or, you know, they have these big businesses, or someone's, you know, donated or whatever. I don't know. Their family has given them something to kind of start like a nest egg. These are just everyday people like you and me who have really worked hard, who've been through struggles, who've been through issues like divorce and failure. And still they've been able to really build a better life and to get themselves financially secure and to build generational wealth. So I want to really talk to some of those people and get some key takeaways and kind of include that as well as a resource for everybody on the blog. Because I realized that I'm blessed to be in a community where I know people and I can access people, but everyone does not have that. So I'm excited to kind of sit down and nudge some of these people that I know, they're super friendly, and to see what they have to share with me in terms of what we should be focusing on now based on our goals, and what are our short-term, you know, seasonal side hustles, what to be focusing on if you're in the season of your life where you're just, you know, trying to make things happen, versus what are some specific actionable things that we could be doing to set ourselves up for an even better future. So I'm looking forward to that, and that'll definitely be put together this year. So super excited. Let's see what else. Don't want to make this video too long, or this, it's not a video. Don't want to make this recording too long. But another thing that I do want to cover more deeply and discuss is frugality. And making frugal cool and sexy and great again. I feel like we've gotten away from that, especially in this influencer culture that we live in, where everyone's talking about what they bought and what they did. And in real life, in reality, we can't just constantly spend frivolously on goods and consume, consume, consume. So I do want to talk more about creating and cultivating a lifestyle of frugality at your level of whatever that looks like. And I feel like this was very more so, I guess, popular or trendy when I got started blogging. And now it's not so much because it's not always easy and it's not always fun. But I think that you have the freedom to determine like what you want to do to be able to save. So definitely going to be talking about that. But in terms of frugality, I just want to kind of wrap this episode up with just challenging you to define what that means to you. I like to be frugal and not cheap, because I think the difference is that frugal people are more resourceful. Instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to travel, or I'm not going to, you know, do this. Let's say example, like your friend's getting married and you want to save money, obviously. So a cheap person might be like, well, I'm just not going to go. I don't want to go. Versus a frugal person might be like, well, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Maybe I could shop around for airline sales. Maybe I could do an Airbnb for the place, or I could just figure out how to split costs with other friends who are attending too, to make it more affordable. So it's all about choice and creativity and just kind of prioritizing your spending life. So I just do want to challenge you as we go into the summer with thinking of ways that you can be frugal in your everyday life. I'll share some tips under this video of some things that I'll be doing and some things I've heard from others and that I think are really good ideas, but just try to keep those things in mind, because that just really sets you up to always have cash flow and always have money left over to save. We cannot, you know, life is too short to be stressed out about money all the time. And life is also too short to spend every single thing that you make and put yourself dependent on that. Because if anything happens to your life, your income, anything, then you're going to be screwed. So I think frugality is so important in that sense. So that is my challenge to everyone going into the summer season. I know our expenses tend to go up in the summer. We love to do fun things, which is fine, which you can, but I do want to challenge you to figure out any way that you could make summer a little more frugal, however that seems for you. So yeah, it's been great talking, catching up. I'll leave some resources and some info below this episode, but yeah, looking forward to hearing more, and definitely hopefully you all looking forward to seeing more with all the updates on the blog. So that's it for this episode. Take care, and I'll see you in the next one.